Judge Robert Shelby's name is synonymous now with his December 2013 decision that Utah's ban on same-sex marriage was unconstitutional. His opinion in Kitchen v. Herbert made legal same-sex marriage a possibility for over 1,000 Utahns and has been cited in some 30 other court rulings. But that's not why Neil Abercrombie, USU's Director of Government Relations, invited him to campus.
First and foremost, I would say, you know, Judge Shelby is, as an Aggie and a friend of the university, we wanted to have him on campus and speak to some students.
Judges can be difficult public speakers because they can't really talk much about their jobs. But Judge Shelby says he thinks judges should get out there more often to talk about what judges do and how they do it, in general terms. That didn't stop audience members from asking about specific cases, including Kitchen v. Herbert.
Let me first say, I shouldn't talk about any of that, and I won't talk about any of that.
But he is allowed to talk about how he feels. And what he feels time and time again as a judge, he says, is humility.
I come back into my chambers after whatever kind of ruling, and I think to myself that this job is bigger than any single person could possibly hope to be.
When asked if he has time with his caseload to pause and see what happens to his decisions, especially landmark decisions, he answers no.
You do the best work you can. You work as hard as you can to understand the issues, understand the arguments presented by the parties. You do your very best to get the right result. Then you give your ruling and you move to the next case.
He says he doesn't give cases a second thought, but that's a function of the job. He cares about what happens to the parties involved, he says, but he has to get back to work right away to give each case the attention it deserves. Judge Shelby's ruling in the Kitchen v. Herbert case was upheld by the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals in June of this year, but the court petitioned the U.S. Supreme Court, who will have the final say. In the meantime, Judge Shelby, who is the youngest federal judge on the bench in Utah, has moved on. He's issued nearly 100 opinions since last December, but nothing that's stuck in the news quite like Kitchen v. Herbert. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Jennifer Pemberton in Logan.